The lights of Las Vegas, Nevada shine for miles at night in every direction. Conventioneers, honeymooners, families, and party animals flock to this place to play and maybe see a show at Bally's Hotel and Casino, where you can buy a ticket for one of the longest-running showgirl productions on the Strip. Jubilee will celebrate its 30th anniversary next year. It's a cross between vaudeville and the Follies. Dance numbers evoke the sinking of the Titanic, the biblical tale of Samson and Delilah, and much, much more. 87-year-old former showgirl Fluff LaCoe is the company manager. She's been with Jubilee since its opening.
People expect to see glamorous, beautiful girls with or without clothes, but mostly with clothes and gorgeous costumes. I mean, that's their idea of a showgirl, is a beautiful, tall girl who can wear gorgeous, expensive costumes.
The showgirls wear large, heavy, feathered, and sequined headpieces. The rest of the costume, what there is of it, usually consists of a thong and flowing chiffon. The muscular, bare-chested male dancers also wear next to nothing when the number calls for it. Brooklyn native and Jubilee dancer Anthony Brown is one of them at night. During the day, he's a cop. I visited him backstage in his dressing room at Bally's before the show. He was watching a basketball game.
I was watching basketball game.
Of course you were.
You're a principal dancer.
Principal dancer in Jubilee.
When did you start with the show?
I started in Jubilee in 1985.
What was your background in dance?
Wow, I took dance lessons all over New York, master classes with Eartha Kitt, took classes with Gregory and Maurice Hines, Hines and Hatchett, took Frank Hatchett all off of Broadway arts.
So you were a well-trained dancer.
Yes, it was kind of hard because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, and I played basketball, and I hung out with the guys, and, you know, you'd have to go to Manhattan and take these dance classes, and it's kind of difficult telling people, yeah, I'm going to take a dance class.
So you come to Vegas, you audition for the show. What part do you play?
Tonight, a tale of love, romance, passion, and betrayal. The story of Samson and Delilah.
I play Samson. I destroy all the stuff in Samson. And I play Mr. Debonair. We do a tap number, a tribute to Fred Astaire, Top Hat.
I just got an invitation through the mail.
Now, you left the show.
Mm-hmm. I left the show.
When did you leave it?
I left the show in 1988. I went to Siegfried and Roy. Yes, I did that show. I was a lead in their show. And I stayed there a very short amount of time because I had tested for the police department, and I got hired. So I went into the police academy, graduated in the summer of 1988.
So what did you do with the police department? Or what do you do? You're still a police officer,
yes,
right?
I've been a police officer now for 22 years, and I train the police officers how to fight, because I fight professionally as well.
What do you mean, fight?
I fight Muay Thai kickboxing. It's like boxing, but you have elbows and knees and kicks.
So I'm trying to get this straight. You're a cop during the day and a dancer at night.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just natural to me. It's just, yeah, that's what I do.
And you do the show at night, and you get up in the morning, and you train police how to fight.
Yes. Well, we call it defensive tactics.
Yes.
Okay. But basically, I train them how to defend themselves if a person has a gun or if a person has a knife, and how to take people into custody if you have to arrest them.
Batons, batons, batons. Go, go, go.
The next morning, we drove a few miles away from the Strip to see Anthony Brown on the job at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. He was teaching his defensive tactics class. I stood at a safe distance away from the batons.
Hang time. Relax, relax.
You have a middle name, a nickname?
Hitman Brown.
Hitman.
Yes.
Hitman. Not because of your work as a cop?
No. It's so funny. People go, you're a cop. How can you have Hitman? I fight, like I said, and I was always a boxing fan of Tommy Hitman Hearns. And since I was fighting, my coaches always called me Hitman because I would knock people out. So they called me Hitman.
So your fellow cast members, they don't give you, you know, a hard time about being a cop or saying...
Every now and then. You know what? They don't realize that I don't know everything that goes on in the city. So they'll come in and go, there were a bunch of police officers parked around my house. You know what's going on? And I go, no, I don't know.
How about your colleagues in the police department? Do they give you a hard time about being a dancer in Jubilee?
It's funny. They don't think I can dance. Like they go, what do you do? I go, I dance in the show. And then when they come to see the show, they go, like, he can really dance. And they always ask me about the young ladies in the show.
What gives a man power and punch? Tina for breakfast and Leah for lunch. Give him hundreds and hundreds of guns.
Is your wife in the show?
Yes.
What part does she play?
She's also a principal. She has a few numbers that she does in the show. She'll be here a little bit later on. Mm-hmm.
Can her costume fit in a teacup?
No.
Well, I've heard that, you know, there's 25 pounds of headdress and the rest of the costume fits in a teacup.
I would tell you this much. I wouldn't want to wear that costume. And, you know, those hats, they look heavy, and I'm sure they are heavy, but they carry it off beautifully. But, you know, when you see the show, and we've had a house full of monks. We've had...
Monks?
Monks, literally. You will not believe the variety of people that we have in the show. And they'll see the show at first, the girls in their topless, and then you don't pay it any more attention. And that's one of the things that the guys say to me, how can you dance with a girl and she's topless? I go, I'm more concerned about picking her up and making sure the lifts are on time than I am about her being topless.
Samson, he's here, the best, that unwelcome guest. The man has got an awful lot of gore.
I'm looking at the costumes in here. Will you show us your Samson
lot, yes,
costume?
Yes, it's a lot to that costume.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your hair?
Yes.
This is what gives you your power?
This is what gives me the strength.
These tiny little dreads here?
Tiny little dreadlock
They
braids.
Are dreads.
So now I'll have to stand up for this one. This is the one that's so much. This is the rest of Samson.
Stop! Now that could fit in a teacup.
Yes.
This is basically a studded jock strap and a headband.
Band, yeah.
And this
then I wear,
is it?
I wear the skirt when before I do the dance number with her, and then it rips off. And
it rips off.
And we do our dance.
And you do your thing.
Our duet.
But
yes.
This part stays on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not heavy.
No, it's very light.
How long do you think you can keep this up?
I'm coming up to the nice young age of 50. And I don't feel like I can't do this anymore, you know, but anything can happen. But I feel blessed and lucky that I'm doing this and I can still do it. Every time a young guy comes into the show, I'll be honest with you, it's kind of like a challenge to me because I'm like, oh, he's young. Well, I'm doing this. You're trying to get to where I'm at. So, no.
And then you tell him you're a cop.
I tell him I'm a cop, so don't get me too much trouble.
That's Las Vegas police officer Anthony Hitman Brown, who is also a principal dancer in Jubilee at the Bally Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Fully clothed, I'm Leanne Hansen.